This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Tino's in Staten Island. Tino, what's happening, buddy? How you doing today?
What's up, my brothers? How you doing?
What's up, Tino?
Hey, Sal, you know, usually me and you, when I don't call much, but when I do, I don't like your opinions. But today, you're spot on, dude. I got to give you credit, Sal. I'm with you. OG Anunoby stinks. I never liked the acquisition from the beginning when we traded.
Here we go.
Hold on. Please give me a second. His offensive game is just what Sal says. You have to give him the ball in the corner. BT, he cannot create his own shot.
I know, dude. You act like you're telling me something I don't know. I watch him every night. He's a shooter.
BT, I watch every game, too, just like you.
Yeah, he's a shooter. So it's not new. This is not some new revelation that OG Anunoby can't create. I know.
BT, our second best option is Bogdan Bogdanovich on the offensive end that create his own shot. We don't have another guy, like Sal said. DiVincenzo can't create his own shot. Who else? What? Deuce? I give Deuce credit. I mean, Deuce could make it, put you off the dribble a little bit.
Yeah.
A little step back three. He can create his own
shot.
Right,
but you can't expect five of seven from, and I love Deuce. You can't expect that type of shooting every night.
Yeah, you're 100% Sal on that one. So that's my concern going forward. Because of not having Randall, that's where I'm scared, because they're going to keep throwing multiple bodies at JB like they did. They're going to double him. They're going to dare Josh Hart to make those threes. And I hope he's going to make them, but that's not his game. He's
Here's where I'm going to agree with you, Tino. I agree with some of the other things you said, too. Thanks for the call there, bud. Now, Josh Hart, I love him because he's got – he reminds a lot of us like John Starks, mm-hmm. You know. Just the way he was reacting with the crowd at the end, like it was a garden moment. These Knicks are a lot like the old Knicks, and that's why we love them, because they're tenacious. But Josh Hart, if he's the guy who's lining up critical threes – the Knicks are in trouble.
Yeah, that's a win for the Sixers.
I give you that. There's no doubt. But I don't understand, like, why is the stuff, you said it, Tino said it, and you guys aren't wrong, but why is the OG Anunoby can't create stuff? Like, no kidding. I mean, did you watch him?
Because
he can't create. Kidding.
Because your second best player can't be a guy who can't create. They don't have any scoring.
So, Sal, if we thought, I don't, see, this is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
With New York sports all of a sudden. We're going to bag on Brunson, and we're going to lose faith in Brunson in one night after he gave us, I think, arguably, the best Knicks season of all time.
What do you mean bag on Brunson?
Meaning like, he's got not superstar. Is he going to be a super? So,
we didn't even say that. I just said that was not a superstar like performance in game one.
Well, everybody knows that. Yeah. I guess what I'm
saying. So you shouldn't say it? Everybody,
no,
okay.
No,
but
that's
the Knicks one. Let's just move on and talk about something else.
No, that's the easy, obvious thing. Okay, I think you're ignoring stuff that really matters.
So the question is, how's it going to get fixed? Because they can't
win. I'll tell you how it's going to get fixed. He's going to go back and put the ball in the hole tonight. You don't think he's going to?
I don't know. I need to see it. What am I, Nostradamus?
Okay, so... And I don't know either.
Why did he not perform? Was he missing open shots, or was it something that the defense did?
It was probably more the defense. I'm
going
to give you that.
And
no,
that's a problem.
I got you. Well,
if he were just missing shots, I'd be like, okay, well.
Well, he's going to stick him next. But it's a problem if he doesn't adjust. Do you not think he's going to adjust? Do you not think Tom Thibodeau's going to adjust?
His size was a problem. And that, to me, is concerning. I love Brunson. I believe he is a superstar. However, in that game, I started to think twice about, uh-oh, this could be a problem here. Where two things. One, his size and the fact that the Sixers shut him down completely. Two, they don't have another option to keep the Sixers on their toes. It could all just be about shut down Jalen Brunson, get in his face, bring over two guys, have Oubre, who's got extreme length on him, and you're going to be screwed blocking shots from behind. Brunson looked like... He looked overmatched. He looked anything but a superstar. Now, I do think he's going to be better. Mix will adjust. They'll try to figure it out. However, I don't even know if that's going to be enough because you're not going to get what you got from Deuce McBride. Josh Hart's not going to be hitting big shots left and right. It's just not what they did to win game one, to me, is not sustainable. And you look at this team, and it's something I felt during the course of the regular season, but somehow they still got the 2 seed. Mm-hmm. There's just not enough there. If the Sixers had any semblance of a heart, they have talent. If they had any semblance of a heart, they would have won that game by 15.
So you sit down to watch this game tonight. And again, mm-hmm. No one knows what's going to happen. You sit down in your heart, in your mind. You expecting a 35-40 burger from Brunson, or you're not sure?
At least 30. Well, put it this way. Whether I expect it or not, yeah, doesn't matter. They need it. They didn't.
But they don't. Yeah, because they just, do. No, but they just right. didn't get it, and they won.
Correct.
So they don't need
correct.
It.
One game. If he doesn't do
well,
that.
Well, they've only played once.
Good. If he plays like that again, if the Knicks play that same exact game in game one, they're going to get run out of the gym. Not in game two, game three, and four as well.
Not if Philly doesn't out-rebound them, which, by the way, the Knicks are going to punish them all series. That's not an anomaly. Knicks are an amazing rebounding team.
Take that exact same game.
Yeah.
Performances from everybody. Sixers are going to win that game 9 out of 10 times. If Brunson doesn't score 30, the Knicks are dead.
But think about this. The way Brunson played, it's not like Philly. I mean, you could make the case that Philly should have blown them out.
Right, I know.
And they couldn't. Not only did they not blow them out, they couldn't even win.
They crushed them in the first quarter and the third quarter.
Yep.
Two out of the four quarters, the Sixers were blowing them out. Somehow, the Knicks' heart. I give him credit for that rebounding.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah, but that's where you're going. But if McBride doesn't hit 5 of 7 threes, they're dead.
Yeah, but if DiVincenzo doesn't miss it, like the ones that he did, which I expect him to start making.
If DiVincenzo
hit 40% on the season.
Yeah, if they were good, he would have been playing. He wouldn't have gone 3 for 10. That's what he is. That's why he's no good to me. Now, again, good relative comparison. Like, even if we say, OG Anunoby stinks, it's in comparison to, he's not that second guy. They don't have anybody that could create. The threes aren't going to be falling from McBride. They better hope it's somebody else. But if Brunson's not putting in close to 30 a night efficiently, I don't see how they could win the series.
Listen, this team, and it might be, I don't think they win the championship, so right. ultimately it's going to be to my, my personal demise here. I will sink with this team. If there's water coming on with this team, I will be holding a bucket until I drown. That I appreciate the Knicks, and I trust the Knicks, and I respect this version of the Knicks more than any team in our city. Rangers are close, mm-hmm. and they looked awesome the other night, no doubt. But I find it amazing. One game after a win, and I'm not saying that Sal's points don't have merit. I get what you're saying, Sal, intellectually. I get it. But isn't this why we love this team? Just when you think they're dead, they bounce back?
I guess. Yeah, that's fine. I'm not saying I don't love the fact that they won
the
energy and effort.
I understand that.
But I'm saying I watched that entire game thinking, oh, my God, they're going to lose this game. This is not a good look. This is a bad performance. And yet you got people, and the Knicks fans embarrass themselves out in the street.
I can't help that. Yeah, we want Boston. We
want Boston. I mean, what are Knicks fans doing? And this is what I say to these bing-bongers. First of all, grow up, number one. Celebrating in the streets. It's game one of the first round of the playoffs. And then they're talking about we want Boston or sweep this. Knicks fans are delusional. The team played a horrible game. You're lucky to escape with the win.
See, that's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's where
I don't think it's sustainable.
That's different. To say that the Knicks played a horrible game is ridiculous. That's just not correct.
Right.
It's not even close to being true. I mean, when you out-rebound somebody by 22, how are you playing a horrible game? Right. When you shoot 46% from three.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How are you you playing a horrible game? When you have fewer turnovers than you had in the regular season, how are you playing a horrible game?
Because
when you get to the line more than the opposition, which means you're tougher right. than the opposition, and oh yeah, by the way, shoot almost 85% from the stripe, mm-hmm. how are you playing a horrible game?
Because
that's
only,
not true.
They were only... It is. I thought they
then
played
we watched two different games.
Had it Brunson. Maybe. Maybe.
I mean, you can focus on Brunson the rest of the day.
He's the only guy they have,
and
BT.
They won.
You told me about DiVincenzo. Where was he?
And they
won. You've been talking about DiVincenzo for months. DiVincenzo. You're dismissing DiVincenzo. He's so good, he couldn't even get on the floor in the fourth quarter. DiVincenzo. And that's the guy you're hanging your head on.
No. I didn't even just mention DiVincenzo.
He was their second best scorer when Randle and Anunoby were out. And he did nothing in game one.
And they won.
If not for Deuce McBride, the Knicks would have been dead.
And they won.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And they won.
They won the game. They won the game.
What's the bet? Let me ask you this, though.
Good. If, they won the game. They can't do that again.
Well, I disagree with that. Well, and I'm going to tell you why. If I say, aside from Brunson, what's the Knicks' best asset? It's subjective. I don't know if there's a right answer, but I've got mine. I want to hear yours.
You're talking about individual?
No, just like when you look at the
their
New
depth.
York Knicks.
It's their depth.
Boom.
Right.
Their depth. You nailed it. The Knicks average, I think it's 25.5 points per game from a bench perspective this year. They scored 45.
Right.
Like, that's the strength. It might not be pretty. It might not be easy. These guys are going to win the series.
But here's where we disagree.
Go ahead.
It is the depth, or here's where we see it differently, not even disagree. I don't think it's sustainable. You do.
Well, in this series, I do.
Yeah, okay, well, but that is also...
In this series, I do.
It is also a first-round series against a team who's, you know, compromised with their best player
being
banged
up. Yeah, but it's compromised,
up.
But all anybody told me for 3 days was, oh, maybe the Knicks should have bagged that last game. Oh, maybe the Knicks should have gone for the 3 seed. So which one is it? I mean, if Philly's so freaking good...
Right.
I mean, what's the story?
Philadelphia should have won game one. They didn't. That's on
exactly.
them. That's on them.
And the better team did. You know, and the better teams... Listen... Better team's going to win the series.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. Brunson better pick it up, and the Knicks better win tonight because you don't want to – Philadelphia didn't steal game one. If they get game two, they're still in the spot that they want to be in, and all of a sudden the series can be very dangerous going back to their place. Now, again, assuming health, I just don't feel good. I'm happy the Knicks won, and I still think they're going to win the series. I felt that way, but I didn't feel better about the Knicks after watching game one. As a matter of fact, I felt worse. My concerns were only – multiplied
little more. Listen, I can't wait for this game.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.